Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed," 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope everyone is doing okay tonight. It has been beautiful weather here in Atlanta, and I hope that you've been getting some good weather also in the states where you have been, where you live. And it has really been beautiful. And except for last night, we had a little thunderstorm, but other than that, the weather is beautiful in Atlanta. Our topic tonight will be, it's time for you to start acting like God. It's time for you to start acting like God. Be ye therefore followers of God as their children. Ephesians 5:1. Have you ever been in a situation that you were so uncomfortable, you wished that you could turn and run, but you knew you had to stay? Did you throw a fit, a cry in front of everyone, alerting them to the fact that you were upset? Or did you speak to yourself, telling your emotions to get a grip and to be controlled? Did you make the choice to grit your teeth, to put a smile on your face and act like you were happy to be there, although truthfully, that wasn't what you felt at all? Let me give you two more common scenarios to consider. Have you ever been depressed, but because you were with other people, you had no other choice but to smile, laugh, or act like if you were doing just fine? Or can you remember a moment when you were having a very upset or emotional talk with someone in your household and suddenly the phone rang? Did you notice how your voice changed from sounding gloomy to sounding like a cheerful, welcoming committee when you answer the telephone? I'm sure you can remember some of those. Hello, I am glad to hear from you. How are you? I'm doing just fine. I am sure we have experienced that on many occasions where you were not feeling right when you picked up the telephone. And the other person on the other side was just saying, "Oh, how are you doing today?" And even though that you were not feeling well, you said, "Oh, I'm doing just fine." Well, what you really were feeling in these different situations, you were required to act. All of us have found ourselves in similar situations. Acting is an ability to every human being possessed. Children know how to act. Teenagers know how to act. Husband and wives know how to act. Employee knows how to act. If needed, everyone on the planet knows how to switch into an acting mode. Acting is something that everyone can do. That's one ability you can say everyone knows how to do. In Ephesians 5:1, Apostle Paul wrote these words, "Be ye therefore followers of God as their children." The word "follower" is the Greek word. I will try to pronounce this the best way I can. It's mimetes. It's mimetes. The word means to imitate someone or to mimic what you see someone else doing. It was also used to describe actors or performing artists who is on stage during their profession. It also means modeling a parent, teacher, or hero when a person was known for his high moral character. Others were encouraged to emulate or copy that person. Now, my daughter, she does a very good job of mimicking me. I watch her with my son. Whenever he does something that she thinks that he's done wrong, she starts fussing with him and doing some of the things that I used to do with her. It is so amazing how your children watch you and do some of the things that you do. Because just sitting back watching her when she gets upset with my son about something that he might not be doing right, she just, it looks like me doing it, just sitting back watching her. So we all have someone mimicking us. And talking more about Paul, Paul uses the word also when he told the Corinthians, Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. That's in 1 Corinthians 4:16. This verse could be translated, I'm urging you to act like me. Watch what I do and duplicate your own life and everything you see in me. And here in another verse, he talks in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, 7. Paul used the word again. For yourself know how to ye ought to follow us. This could be translated, it could behoove you to follow our example, to imitate and to mimic us with the goal of replicating the things you deserve in our lives. Well, also in Hebrew 13:7 also uses the word mimesist. That's the Greek word. It's says, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto the word of God, whom faith follows, considering the end of their conversation. The last section of the verse could be translated, you need to be carefully model your faith after theirs, doing what they do, saying what they say, and acting like them, considering the great maturity and fruit produced by their lives. Well, Paul continues to say in Ephesians 5:1, he's telling us to model our lives after God, just like the actor is modeling or performing, like Denzel, one of my favorite actors. Denzel is always portraying someone in his movies. He's trying to look like and to act like and to have the same character of that person that he is portraying in that movie. And this is what Paul is saying for us to act like God. We are to put our whole heart and soul into imitating God in every part of our lives. This means we must make a decision to act like God. You know the band that we used to wear? A lot of the kids, I don't know if you wore it, but I wore it for a while, and lots of the kids were wearing it. It says, what would Jesus do? That's pretty much saying the same thing, because whatever Jesus do, that's what God wants us to do. And that's one way of us, you know, you realizing what this is all about as far as this message is to act like God. Same thing. What would Jesus do? The same thing. Because you're pretty much wanting to know what would Jesus do in this particular situation. And when we try to do that, then we are really focusing on doing the right thing by God. Successfully acting like God is not something like you will attain the first time you try. For you to capture the emotion, look, voice, and character of God. In other words, be successful in trying to do so. But it will require commitment and time. Don't expect to arrive at this high level of duplication overnight. Instead, resolve to start where you are today. Then do more and more each day. Keep it up until you finally begin to think like God, talk like God, sound like God, and carry yourself in the confidence of God. When all of this is put together in Ephesians 5:1, this is another translation of this scripture. And let me read the scripture again. The scripture says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." Translation, be constantly in the process of becoming more like God, making it your aim to act like him, to duplicate him, and to exactly copy him in every area of your life. I noted already in this reading that children, parents, husbands, wives, students, and employees have the ability to act. Very early in life, people learn that they must act a certain way in order to get what they want. If their behavior is wrong, they think that they must act differently. Changing behavior requires a decision to do things differently, to speak differently, to think differently, to act differently. It all starts with a decision. A decision to be committed to acting like God, doing his will, and also being a good child of God. Why don't you make a decision to put your unsanctified and sanctified emotions, thoughts, feelings, and behavior aside, and start acting like God? What would happen to your life, your family, your church, your community, your nation, and the world if you did that? What would happen if you approach every problem acting as God does when he approaches problems? What difference would it make to your life and everybody else's if you acted like God every time you had to deal with an unloving person or a situation that was very difficult? In all these cases, your world would be dramatically affected if you acted like God. Problems would appear very small, and you would believe you could overcome everything in your life. You would have sufficient love, patience, forgiveness for every loving person. People think, but in this case too, you know one thing? People would think that we are crazy also. Just think. If we did everything that we did, what God would want us to do and think like God, even though we'd be doing right, people would think we were strange. But at the same time, I prefer them to think that way than to do something different. and not be act like God. So why don't you just make the decision to take up acting? Resolve today that in every situation that you are going to imitate your Heavenly Father, the greatest role model of them all. And remember, when you face a challenge, you don't have to sit around wondering what God would say or do. Just read his script. His anointed word is always available to help you when you need to act like him. All you got to do is pick up the Bible and read it. And he'll give you the direction in the way that you need to act. So just think about it. Ways that you can think and act like God. It's not difficult because he wants us to love, to forgive others, treat others like we would want to be treated. If we read the Bible, it will be an easy task. It takes time and commitment to become like God. But just like it said while I was reading, you take a little bit every day. And as you continue to act and act, you'll become good at it. And when you can't remember what to do, that question that you all, that on that wristband that so many people used to wear several years ago, what would Jesus do? When you ask those questions, I am sure it will lead you to the right decision. And I would like to also read some things from my spiritual refreshment, The Presence of God. And this is going to be coming from Psalms 89:15 in NIV version. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. Close your eyes and imagine yourself sitting on the beach, a warm breeze tickling your skin, and the comforting song of waves breaking on the shore. Or think of yourself in a garden, the song of a bird, songbird, and enchanting fragrance in every direction. Place yourself anywhere, but know that nothing can compare to being in the presence of God. The treasure of the universe are stored there. His love surrounds you, and peace flows like a beautiful river. Come and enjoy the presence of God. And when you try to be in the presence of God, he will teach you how to be just like him. Think like him, feel like him, act like him. It will become very easy. But it takes time and commitment. Coming from Matthew 18:20, Jesus said, "Where two or three comes together in my name, there am I with them." God loves to be where his people are. His Holy Spirit dwells in each one of us. But when believers come near each other, sometimes heavenly happens. Not only does he dwell in them, but he also fills the distance between them in the atmosphere. The impossible comes possible, and love becomes manifest. God urges you to meet together with each believer regularly. He knows what you can, what can happen when you do so. So be in the presence of God and help ask him to teach you how to be like him. Let me say a prayer before I make an announcement. Father God, help us to make the decision to put our unsanctified emotions, thoughts, feelings, and behavior aside and start acting like you. I know that if I approach every problem saying acting like you, it would make a huge difference in my life. You see everything from a viewpoint of power, victory. So please help me to see like you, think like you, and act like you. Help me to make a decision to change my way of thinking, to learn how to respond as you do every situation I am confronted with in my life. I know it's not easy, but I will try a little every day until I get it right. I ask you for these things. In Jesus' name, amen. So I ask of you this week to try a little bit harder to start acting like God. And I'm sure it will help you to get through the different things that you're dealing with, because when you think like God and act like God and try to be like God, life will be better. Next week, we're going to be talking about, I am going to be bringing some tips to you entitled FDIC Offers Consumer Tips on Organizing and Simplifying Finances. Other topic in the latest FDIC consumer news and small business loans, new internet fraud, and unlimited insurance for non-interest bearing. I will bring a list of these things on the tips from their website, FDIC Consumer News. I will be bringing that to you next week, and I hope that you will be tuned in so you will get tips regarding organizing and simplifying finances, and also include small business loans, new internet fraud, and unlimited insurance for non-interest-bearing transaction accounts. This month in March, I will try to bring as many tips. I wanted to start off by first starting off by trying to for you to act like God. And the rest of the month, I'm going to be bringing some tips on different topics. So the month of March is to help you first with God and also first with tips and other things that I will bring into the show, information that will be very helpful to you. So please tune in throughout the month of March for tips that I will bring into you on different subject matters. I will probably have a couple of speakers to also bring some tips to you as well. And I hope that you have enjoyed the message and you will continue to tune in and support the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, and just knowing that God loves you and we do too. And anything that you could bring as well to our show, please welcome to do so by calling me at 770-981-9118. I hope that you will have a great week, and just knowing, if you act like God, think like God, your week will be a better week, because you will be in the presence of the Lord, doing what He wants to do best. And good night. Have a great week.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, He'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
Yes, you are.
I had my share of love abuse.
Abuse
manipulated.
And
its strength.
Misused.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't try over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love
is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that He favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is He that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith.
But it would not fall. Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored me. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character.
My faith in God.
He favored me. It will not fall.
Not
gonna bend. Won't compromise.